With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Following a third assassination attempt, President Trump calling for unity.
The president spoke on Saturday night about the experience shortly after a man armed with guns and knives tried to push past the security perimeter inside a Washington hotel where the president was about to address the White House Correspondents Association dinner. Mr. Trump suggested his politics made him a target, but he says that there's a need for bipartisan healing. President Trump tells Fox News that after the incident, he would have given, quote, a speech of love if the event hadn't been curtailed. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche said increasingly polarizing political rhetoric was partly to blame for so many violent incidents surrounding the president. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Well, the man who tried to storm that dinner has been charged with the attempted assassination of the president of the United States. Saturday's chaotic situation resulting in shots being fired, Mr. Trump being hustled off stage and guests ducking under tables. Cole Thomas Allen from California charged Monday in federal court in Washington. He did not enter a plea. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the president has held talks with national security teams after Iran made a new proposal.
The proposal was being discussed. I don't want to get ahead of the president or his national security team. What I will reiterate is that the president's red lines with respect to Iran have been made very, very clear, not just to the American public, but also to them as well. I wouldn't say they're considering it. I would just say that there was a discussion this morning that I don't want to get ahead of, and you'll hear directly from the president, I'm sure, on this topic very soon.
King Charles III and Queen Camilla making it to the White House. First visit to the U.S. since he became king in 2022. Royal couple arrived in Washington Monday afternoon on a four-day official state visit. This is SRN News. A warning from a leading Christian researcher. Michael Harrington explains.
George Barna has been measuring America's spiritual condition for decades, and he believes the country is in trouble. Barna, who heads the Cultural Research Center, says, quote, a quarter century ago, 12% of the adult population held a biblical worldview. Since then, we've seen a steady reduction in that incidence. We reached a low point, 4%, in 2023. But Barna says the decline can be reversed if churches start focusing on discipleship. Michael Harrington reporting.
New Jersey's Nassau Presbyterian Church will host the five-lecture Samuel Adams series to mark the 250th anniversary of our nation's birth. Organizers say the event will also highlight the unique role Presbyterians played in moving New Jersey from indifferences to complete independence. This is SRN News. A market rally slows down just a bit. Here's Seth Soutell.
A record-breaking rally slowed down on Wall Street after uncertainty rose about what'll happen next in the war with Iran. The S&P 500 inched up 0.1% Monday. The Dow slipped 62 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.2%. Crude oil prices climbed more than 2.5%. The war with Iran is choking off the supply of crude from the Persian Gulf into world energy markets. Several big companies report their latest results this week, including Amazon, Alphabet, and Microsoft. The Federal Reserve and other big central banks are also set to make announcements on interest rates. Seth Soutell, New York.
There'll be some more changes on the way. Microsoft says it will no longer pay a share of its revenue to ChatGPT maker, OpenAI. Industry analysts say it's the latest move to untether a once close partnership. More details, srnnews.com.